So I hope you found that last demonstration quite insightful, interesting, and hopefully also quite reassuring that life coaching need not be so complex. In fact, it can actually be very, very simple when we know what we're looking for, we know what we're listening out for, and also when we end up partnering or working with people who are ready to move in life. In this video, I just want to share a few further distinctions on the purpose of life coaching. You know, there are some people out there that see life coaching as a really complex modality. Now, over the years, I've read some pretty complex books on life coaching, and I've spent tens of thousands of pounds on attendance-based courses, and I've got all of the accreditation and all the certificates. And have any of these things, really aided me in my ability to coach people in life? And the answer, honestly, is no. I remember a few years ago, I invested into some accreditation. I thought that would give me the authority that I needed to be a life coach. And then what I later discovered was that life coaching is actually unregulated, which means that accreditation, certification, is actually irrelevant. What is relevant is how competent we are in guiding clients from point A to point B, which therefore means that life coaching is a progressive process. And this is kind of what differentiates it from counseling and some of the other helping modalities. Two videos ago, I suggested that life coaching isn't counseling, it's not therapy, it's not static, it's not stationary, it does not remain the same. It always must start with the end in mind. And we are never going to be able to coach a person in life or through a season of their life unless they actually have a tangible vision of something that they're working towards, or something that they want, or something that they want more of. Now, a few videos ago, I suggested there's a massive difference between negative motivations and positive motivations. Now think about sometimes in life, perhaps you've known someone who was really hell-bent on going on a diet, and they say, I want to lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds, or I want to lose a few stone in weight, I want to get my body in shape for the summer. Now, what they're talking about is they might talk about getting their body back in shape, they might talk about losing some weight, and they might say that these are some things that I really, really want. But what I'm going to suggest is that those aren't what people really want at all. Oh no, what people really want is what they're going to be able to get as a result of them losing a bit of weight or getting their body back in shape or something like this. So what I'm saying is, it's absolutely crucial that when we start working with someone, even on the initial consultation, that we're getting clear on a tangible, practical outcome that our client actually wants to see happen in their life. That's going to be defined in the positive and not by the negative. Many people will be very, very good at going through life talking about everything that they don't want. A great example of this, here in Scotland especially, is when people set New Year's resolutions. Now, another word for resolution is to resolve something, to leave something behind and step into something new. Well, we're only ever going to step out of something if we don't want it anymore or if it has served its purpose. So New Year's resolutions are generally at the end of the year or the start of a new year where people write a long list of things they're going to stop doing, perhaps some things they're going to start doing more of. And 9 times out of 10, most people that I've worked with who've set a list of New Year's resolutions are pretty much just writing a list of negative motivations, things that they no longer want to do or things that they no longer want in their life. And what I'm going to suggest is that negative motivations will never positively motivate us. Why? Because negative motivations do not inspire us. All right, and this is one of the key principles I just want to share in this video. In order for a client to take practical, tangible steps towards, you know, getting closer to where they're at and leaving the past behind, they've got to be inspired by what it is they actually want. They must be able to see how it is that their life is going to be positively enhanced in some way by this goal that they set. So say, for example, a client comes to you, and this is what many life coaches set themselves up and make themselves available for. Clients come along and say, I am stressed, I'm anxious, I don't want to feel stressed no more. Then the life coach sits down and tries to establish the truth, and why do you feel stressed, and how do you feel stressed, and when does your stress come into your life, at what point of the day, and all this kind of stuff. And then the focus becomes all about stress. And what the focus isn't on is on what they actually want. The focus actually mainly becomes on what they don't want. So guess how they end up feeling? More and more stressed. And this might sound like complete insanity, but believe it or not, this is how many people operate, as life coaching practitioners, all right, or coaches or mentors, by focusing on people's negative motivations. So the idea that I want to share with you in this video is that we must always start the coaching process with the end in mind, and the end must always be stated in a positive, i.e. a tangible, real-time outcome that our client actually wants, because this gives us the context and the purpose for the coaching relationship. We start with the end in mind. Now, what you probably saw in that last demonstration was what I finally done with Karen at the end of the conversation. I said, and how will you know once you've achieved this goal? You close your eyes for a second and visualize it. How will you feel? And then Karen responded and she, yes, that's going to be lovely and all that kind of stuff. And this is kind of what I was talking about earlier on, when I say that unless a client has a compelling future for a better, or a compelling vision for a better future, they might struggle to take the action steps required to get from where they currently are, away from their current reality, and towards this eventual outcome that they ultimately want. All right. Now, the question you might be asking is, but how are we going to know whether our client is actually ready to make change, ready to take action? How are we going to know whether our client is driven by a positive motivation or a negative motivation? Well, my friend, it's going to be determined by just how effectively we learn to use these, which is something I want to share a few insights with you around in the next clip, if that's okay.